This is the Jam, part of the Sports Jam Network. Welcome to Jam This, with your host Rob Steele.
So I went to wake up my 13-year-old daughter the other day, and she wasn't in her bed. I thought that's very unusual. Usually you have to pry teenagers out of the bed. Noticed the bathroom door was closed, knocked on it, said, "Are you in there?" She said, "Yes." I said, "You okay?" She said, "I'm busy being a woman, leave me alone." Guess what time of the month it is? Bigger is better, right? Let's say you have a friend who has a really big pool and they invite you over to the really big pool, but you have another friend who has a pool that's not quite as big. Whose friend's house are you going to go over to?
Does it have piranha?
I think so.
Does it have a big robot that chops the water like a ninja?
Of course. Why would it not?
Are you going to lie to my parents, too?
Very likely. AT&T, if you think it's despicable that we lie to children in our commercials, wait till you see your bill. You know that song, "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman"? Is there someone that did a cover of it or a variation where they feel like a supernatural woman or an unnatural woman? What would an unnatural woman be? A man, I suppose. Speaking of rearranging song lyrics, would the song "Luck Be a Lady Tonight" have different lyrics if it was sung by George Takei? Why is diabetes plural? Is there a sign at the Levi's factory that says "Carpe Denim"? Are priests that fondle the young altar boys called "porn again" Christians? Saw something the other day that said comic book fans should leave comic book movies alone because they all suck. The comic books is what they're referring to, and I thought, you know, without the comic books and the comic book fans, there wouldn't be comic book movies. And if you like the movies, shut the hell up. And if you're making the movies, would it be too much to ask for someone to actually read the books before they made the movies? I'm speaking to you, Fox. What does the Fox say? I'm going to take this comic book and completely f*** it up. Now you know. Speaking of collectible things, the 2014 Topps baseball cards came out. Now, I actually don't collect anymore, but I did read up on this because, you know, part of the Sports Jam thing and everything. And there are variation cards. Now, if you've collected any time in the past 20 years, you know about variation cards. And for everybody else, it goes a little something like this. One in every however many packs has a card that looks normal, but it has a little extra to it. It could be a little gold foiling. It could be an extra stamp. It could be a different pitcher. I get those. But there's a variation this year called the flare, where there's a little bitty lens flare somewhere on the card. And if you don't know the term lens flare, it's when you look at the sun and you get that little circle. And lots of concentric circles, like they're on a line coming out of the sun. That's a lens flare. You get that with cameras a lot. You know, watch TV, you'll see it and you'll go, "Oh, that's what it's called." Anyway, they put those on baseball cards this year. And just as an example, Yoenis Cespedes, outfielder for Oakland, has two variation cards, one of them with a different picture altogether. I understand that. The other one, they put a lens flare on his glove. Normally you get lens flares off of reflective, shiny things. Gloves, not reflective and shiny. Similar with Mike Trout. He has one of these too. The variation for him, his shoe has a lens flare. What the hell for? I mean, I get Yadier Molina's. It's a shiny catcher's equipment, one of the big plasticky pad things. You get lens flares off those. Or Will Myers, his belt buckle. You know, it's metal. They reflect things. Fine. Dominic Brown, his bling is a bit more blingy because it has a reflective thing. Pedro Alvarez, has some kid in the stands become shiny for some reason? It's not even on him. It's on some kid in the stand. What the hell were they thinking? If you have any idea of what they were thinking, let me know. Drop me a note. Find me on Twitter, Steele_42. Find me on my website, steele42.com. Find me on the Sports Jam Network, sportsjamnetwork.com. So until next time, when you see those commercials for chocolate diamonds, Let me know if you also thought that somewhere there was a board meeting that said, man, what can we do with these dirty rocks? Costs too much to clean them. Maybe we can seal them.